If all you have is religion today, then you are still indebted to death. Death has its power by sin, and sin has a price, and it is a debt that we owe.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the final part in the Real Power series. Let's conclude this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part four from Real Power series, the power of the resurrection.
People who live as if there is no God is in three categories here. They're corrupt, the Bible says. They think nothing of participating in stuff that's corruption. They're sorry they're caught, but they're not sorry for what they did. They do abominable things, the Bible says, idolatry, and commit all kinds of acts of sin and sacrifices to witness. The Bible says even a proud look and a lying tongue. These are the things that constitute abominable things. 57 different things in the Bible that are considered abominable to the Lord. The third category is those that commit iniquity. He says they're fools. Iniquity means to bend, to make crooked, to pervert. In other words, calling right wrong and wrong right. Are we living in a society that is committing iniquity to the degree that it is the spirit of the age that we're in right now? I wish I had somebody that knew exactly what I was talking about. You don't have to verbalize your words to say there is no God in order to be a fool. You can embrace the lifestyle. You can walk in disobedience before God and become a fool. And so this morning I submit for your examination two pieces of evidence, two persons of evidence here today. And I am not their judge. But I want you to consider, because the Bible says that if we have truly repented and are walking with God, our lifestyle will be changed. Every part of about us. Behold, the Bible says all things are brand new when we come to Christ. Aren't you glad about that? All things become brand new. You get a new set of friends. A new way of living. You can know with a confidence you're on your way to heaven. And besides that, you give me something to say about you at your funeral. Please help me preach your funeral. Because if all that you leave behind in your walk in this life are signs that you don't believe in God, that there's no fruit unto repentance, I can't tell you that you're going to some place that you've not made prior preparation to get there. You become a fool, and hell is filled with foolish people. I'm sorry to report, and I'm still reading it, but it's made viral, that the head of the Catholic Church says there is no hell. I want to say to the Pope, if there is no hell, then you and I are out of a job. Come on, church. If there is no hell, then there is no heaven. If there's no heaven, there's no God, there's no devil. And we're just protoplasmic blobs floating along in space. And after a while, we'll cease to exist. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the thoughts of today's society. But I came to tell you, there was a time when you were not. But there will never be a time when you will not be. Once you were born, you'll not be unborn. You'll spend eternity in one of two places. This is the reason why it's so critically important. Because the world wants to call you a fool for coming to church today. But I submit to you that people who reject God, the Bible says, are actually the fool. So here's the evidence. Within days of each other, these two men died. The Reverend Billy Graham at 99 years old, and the theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. So, how can I know, Pastor? How can I know what it's all about? How can I know me find it. How can I know what's going on here? How can I know that there's evidence? Well, let's consider what was said. Because out of your mouth you will be justified, and out of your mouth you will be condemned. I don't have to judge anybody. Neither do you. Stephen Hawking yesterday was buried in the Westminster Abbey next to his hero, Sir Isaac Newton. There were some 500 individuals that were invited to his funeral. And Stephen Hawking said this about death, quote, "I have lived with the prospect of an early death for the past 49 years. Horrible disease that he was suffering all of his life." He said, "I'm not afraid of death, but I'm in no hurry to die. I have so much that I want to do first." He was 76 years old when he died. He said this. He said, "I regard," quote, "the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." He said, quote, "Spontaneous creation is the reason there is something rather than nothing. Why the universe exists, why we exist." He wrote in his book, The Grand Design, quote, "It is not necessary to invoke God to the light, the blue touch paper, and set the universe going." He said, quote, "God is the name people give the reason why we're here." He said, "But I think that a reason is the law of physics rather than someone with whom one can have a personal relationship, an impersonal God." He declared himself to be an atheist. And with that, he said, "Before we understand science," quote, it is natural to believe that God created the universe. But now science offers us a more convincing explanation. He said, "What I mean by we would know the mind of God is we would know everything that God would know if there were a God, which there isn't. I am an atheist." Let me just say, you may call me a fool for believing in God, but I would rather believe in God and live a good moral life according to the standards of Jesus Christ, just in case. Just curious. You want to go with yours or you want to go with mine? Contrast that with the Reverend Billy Graham, living 99 years old, and he said, quote, after dying at his home in Montreat, North Carolina, he said, quote, "Don't be misled by those who claim God doesn't exist, because he does." He said, quote, "Man is not born to atheism, he's born to believe." Preach, Billy. "For those of you who do not know him, choosing your eternal home is the most important decision you'll ever make." I go on. Seemingly, don't you love the fact that Billy Graham is still preaching from the grave today? Seemingly, he says, man has learned to live without God, preoccupied and indifferent towards him, concerned only about material and security and pleasure. But without the resurrection, the cross is meaningless. He said, the cross shows us the seriousness of our sin, but it also shows us the immeasurable love of God. Billy Graham was quoted as saying, God proved his love on the cross when Christ hung and bled and died. It was God saying to the world, I love you. Oh, preach, Billy. He said, quote, the resurrection of Christ changed the midnight of the bereavement into a sunrise of reunion. It changed the midnight of disappointment into a sunrise of joy. It changed the midnight of fear into a sunrise of peace. I want to say to you, long after the atheist is forgotten and gone, I'll tell you, this gospel will still be being preached by those who believe that Jesus Christ is no longer dead, but is alive forevermore. And so I close this morning by telling you that the devil is the biggest fool in the room today. Celebrating the crucifixion was the worst thing he could have done. According to 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. According to 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 8, if the devil and all of his cronies would have known what the crucifixion was going to do, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. So if you want to call me a fool, that's all right. I'm an Easter fool this morning, for 1 Corinthians 4:10 says we are fools for Christ's sake. Joy Behar got on television and said, God don't talk to man. But I got news for you. Somewhere in the middle of the night, while her head is laying on a pillow, there's a God who's still talking from heaven. He is the last talk show that will be. And I declare to you, my friend, Jesus is alive. And by his Spirit, he's walking through this room right now. If your God is dead, sit there and fold your hands and yawn. But I'll declare Jesus Christ to be the living God. If Jesus Christ is not who he says he is, then my friends, we're of all men most miserable. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done. I'm an Easter fool. Why, Pastor? Because I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I'm an Easter fool because I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. I'm an Easter fool because Jesus lived 33 and a half years and pointed himself towards us and gave himself a ransom for us. I'm an Easter fool because Jesus' death on the cross is the fix for all of our sinful condition. I'm an Easter fool because I believe on the third day Jesus got up and walked right out of that hole. He told death on his way out, I'm coming to tell you right now, I'm coming out of this hole. And I want to say, while I'm still alive, put it on my tombstone, put it on the screen when you see my corpse laid in front of you. I am not dead. I'm alive because Jesus Christ is alive. I'm a fool because I believe that when Jesus Christ walked out with 500 of his disciples, he lifted off of the ground and rose up into the heavens and said, go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It was there that the church was created. And ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit is nothing more than the resurrected life of Christ on the inside of every believer. If you don't believe it, that's all right with me. But I came to tell you, Jesus is coming at any moment. Call me a fool. But one day, one midday, one night, one noon, I will lift off of this planet in the rapture of the church. And so, we face the fear of death, but not without hope. And by the way, what did you think I was going to preach on this morning? Marriage? I believe if you believe in the resurrected Christ, God will put your marriage back together. I believe if you've got sickness in your body, the resurrected Christ can be the healer for you today. I believe if you're sin sick and you're on your way to hell, there is a resurrected Christ who will come and live on the inside of you. Because Jesus has the power over death, hell, and the grave.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace Assembly.